Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. It's game day, and a high of 72 is in the offing for those in Raleigh. Well, of half that here in Buffalo, it's yet another gem of a weather day here in the Queen City, but it's all, you know, easy to overlook when we're in game mode, Marty. This is fun. This is Buffalo looking for 7 wins in 8, trying to keep Carolina down under their worst ever stretch under Rod Brind'Amour, and trying to win in Raleigh for the first time in almost 9 years. We are 3 weeks away from the last time they won in Raleigh, thanks to Carlo Colaiacovo, Johan Larson, and Evander Kane.
So anything can happen, because I think the Montreal Canadiens were like 1-18-1 in their last 20 against Carolina, and they beat them 4-0 last game out. So I'm just saying, yeah, it's been a tough stretch here trying to beat the Carolina Hurricanes and playing in Carolina, but anything can happen. I think this is the right time for the Sabres with their streak to go into Carolina. Now, today I'm in how would I say it? History mode or nostalgia mode? Because
either works. Either works.
Okay, because Carolina is going to wear the Hartford Whalers uniforms for tonight's game. So this is an Adams Division tilt back from 1985. And I have gone down a rabbit hole, a statistical maybe trivia that we can do in a little bit about, you know, defunct organization. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know why I went down that path, but you know what it is, Duffer? When you start digging, you dig and you're pretty deep before you have to stop.
Or when you run out of options, you know, research-wise, you simply ask, you go right to the source or as close to it as possible. Like when I asked you about your brother's middle name the other day, because I can't find that on the internet anywhere. But
I still don't know. I may have to call my parents later.
Okay, so I have trivia for you.
Oh,
who was the last Sabres goaltender to win in Raleigh?
Linus Ullmark.
No,
ooh.
But he is on the list of goalies who have lost in Raleigh since 2016.
There's a lot of goalies that lost since 2016.
Okay. Well, the Sabres have 10 straight losses in Raleigh.
Yes.
And Craig Anderson has 2 of them.
Okay.
Comrie, Hutton, Johnson, Luukkonen, Nilsson with 2. Subban and Ullmark.
They've
tried a lot of different goalies, is what I'm trying to say.
Is Dustin Tokarski that guy?
No, it is actually Chad Johnson during his very impressive 2015-16 season, where if you go back and you look at the goals against him, I mean, his save percentage was 920 that year.
No, really, Chad really did awesome.
Yeah.
Because of the comments I made that he wasn't playing so well when the Sabres acquired him. And I said on the air that something to the effect that they didn't want a goalie that was going to try to win him games. And I knew Chad from the Rangers days. And I showed up to practice the next day and he looked at me. He goes, you know, that's bull beep, right? He goes, mm-hmm. I heard what you said. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. That just came out. Like, I went right up to him and I was like, I'm sorry. But yeah, he played extremely well with the Sabres. He had great numbers. He was good. There was a time of really weird name goaltenders playing for the Sabres, getting a lot of good results mm-hmm. around that time, right? The Nerverts yep. and Chad Johnson and whatever. Like, there was some
Anders Nilsson, Anders Lindback, all of them through that era. Yeah. Yeah. There was now, there is one Sabre goalie in the last 9 years that has been perfect in Raleigh. Granted, it was in relief and only 10 minutes worth, but he made 4 saves on 4 shots. Who might that be? The hint is he came in relief of Malcolm Subban.
Would that have been
scintillating trivia contest to start the show, I know.
That's not Luukkonen, is it?
No, it was Aaron Dell.
Aaron, oh my God, we're digging even deeper. But I know that, like, Luukkonen was up at times when Subban mm-hmm. was there, so I'm... But man, we're digging deep in those goalie archives there. There's guys that I totally forgotten were even here for, you know, games.
But you and we have mentioned Luukkonen already. He starts tonight.
Yeah.
And he beat Carolina earlier this year. They beat him just earlier last month in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And Luukkonen, despite having an overtime loss on his record in Raleigh, done pretty well. He's 2-1-1 against the Canes. And I mean, when you look at the big picture and how hard it has been for Buffalo to beat this team in either place, more specifically Raleigh, which is where they are tonight. But overall, this is good. And you've been, again, really looking and trying to see where they can continue to keep the goals against down, even in lopsided games or in close yeah. games like they just had against Anaheim. And it's maybe starting to bear some fruit, if you will.
Well, I think the biggest thing was the amount of shots or shot attempts that they've given up was down. So you're limiting the options and the opportunities for the other team, especially mm-hmm. when they played Anaheim the last game. But for me, the reason why it's so hard to play Carolina in Carolina is all about matchups. It's all about the way that Carolina is constructed and being able to roll 4 lines and maybe take advantage of a matchup that they feel comfortable with at home. Rod Brind'Amour is really good at finding that edge when it comes to the home ice advantage there. But the Sabres, I'm intrigued as to how their lines are going to look because of that and because of how it ended against Anaheim. You know, mm-hmm. after the morning skate half hour ago, Lindy Ruff mentioned that Zucker will be a game time decision, that if Zucker can go, Lafferty would be coming back in. Mm-hmm. But does that mean that Benson would move with McLeod and Tuck? Or do you adjust? Because last game, there was a lot of movement. Quinn, Cousins, and Peterka got to play together again. Mm-hmm. Thompson got moved back to the middle between Tuck and Greenway. So now that means that all lines would be changed. And you know what? Like, when you're streaking, you want to have some consistency, but now you may have to change everything from last game.
Hurricanes are 21-6-1 on home ice, but again, they've lost 5 of 6, and in those games that they've lost, they're simply not scoring. So whether Brind'Amour can change that, remains to be seen. Buffalo tries to take advantage of that quiet offense, and, you know, it's... we'll also have to keep an eye on not only Zucker based on his game time decision status, but just how impactful will Jiří Kulík be
yep.
based on, you know, the injury last game, wearing the shield and all of that, the bubble. And, you had, because of that, mentioned Lafferty coming back into the mix potentially for this game, but now it might be for a different reason.
Yeah, and again, you know, when you get hurt in game, sometimes you don't have, not sometimes, you usually don't have time to adjust what you want to wear. Maybe they put a bubble on. Maybe he would try a cage. Maybe he would try a visor with just a jaw protector. Kirill Marchenko is using that in Columbus right now. Like, there's different things that the equipment staff and Yuri Kulik can maybe change if it wasn't working well. I mean, anytime you get hit with a puck in the face, you're probably not going to be 100% the rest of the game. But maybe there was different factors in there as well. So, be again, interesting to see if this 20-year-old can learn to fight through a situation like that. Some players do it easier than others. So, yeah, Yuri, maybe he's going to play in the middle. Maybe he won't, because, again, maybe laying down to take faceoffs, you don't see as well, and it's not a good position. So you got to take everything in consideration here with the roster and being able to put the best players in a situation to give you the advantage.
A week tomorrow is the NHL's trade deadline. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN joins us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, a week from tomorrow is the Sabres road crew party. So we're looking forward to that in Fort Lauderdale. And again, sabres.com/road crew, how you can get your tickets for that. Yeah, it would be fun if we could get all these goalies who tried to win in Raleigh and have them congregate in Fort Lauderdale, maybe to, you know, look back and celebrate a win this week in Raleigh. And, oh, this is something I couldn't do.
I wasn't able to pull the Sabres record in Hartford.
Oh, I have it.
You have it? What was their record in Hartford?
Well, this is assuming there were no neutral site games or whatever, but Buffalo as the road team.
Yes.
Against Hartford between 79 and 97 when they were in existence. What do you think? Winning record, losing record?
I say a winning record.
29, 25, and 9.
Okay, good. Good. So I was right. A winning record. Look, this is...
Do you want to know wins and losses in Carolina all time?
Oh, that's a losing record.
It is highlighted by the last 9 years, which took it from closer to 500 to where it is now. But they are 15, 21, and 9. So 15
so
wins,
too
30
bad.
Losses.
It wasn't too bad before the last, you know, 9 years. Okay. Spontaneous trivia here. Hartford Whalers leaders. Obviously, it's easy to find who leads the franchise, just the Hartford part of it, not the Carolina part.
Of course.
In goals and points. I think you would get that in your sleep.
Well, I would have included assists because I'm inclined to say Ron Francis.
Ron Francis is the franchise leader for the Hartford Whalers in goals and in points. Who is the leader in penalty minutes?
Oh, they've had a lot of tough guys. This should be easy, but I'm blanking on it.
Torrey Robertson. Mm. That was an amazing.
Are you serious? The franchise didn't lead them in assists. Who led them in assists?
No, you're right. I said.
You said goals and points. So.
Yeah, goals and points, because I didn't look at the assists, but the assists. Yeah, he was way ahead of everybody when you look at that. So yes,
right.
He was also in assists. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up really quickly. All positions in assist. Ron Francis was like almost 300 assists better than the second place guy. Now, this is where the trivia comes in.
Okay.
The same player finished second in goals, second in assist, second in points, and second in penalty minutes. That same player was someone that
Kevin Dineen.
Kevin Dineen. The fans here in Buffalo would remember Kevin Dineen being just, you know, a bit of a rat all over the place. But it's funny that...
Oh, I wouldn't say rat. Too honest to be a rat.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
A pain in the rear end. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he's more in the Rick Tocchet, Gary Roberts realm, not
Ken
Linsman.
So much of a rat. Yeah. But I wanted to pick a clean word. But the first thing I thought of was a huge pain.
So you chose anything not four letters. I admire you for that.
Exactly. The funny thing is he's second in everything. Like, he just was so good and so consistent for many years. Goalies. This is a one I did not know. In wins, I knew exactly who was the leader in wins. And for me, that was easy because it was one of the goalies I admired as a kid when I went to see
so
the
Liut,
Hartford.
Was that?
Mike Liut, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Liut is the leader in wins with 115, but who is the leader in games played as a goaltender for the Hartford Whalers?
Is it Peter Sidorkovich?
No, it is not Peter Sidorkovich. This goalie ended up being an all-star later in his career with the Arizona Coyotes.
Oh, Schoenberg, yeah.
Schoenberg. Schoenberg played a lot of games with the Hartford Whalers. He had a long,
infamous
long career.
Brawl. Well, not brawl. Yeah, probably brawl. I mean, there's great, you know, examples.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of on-ice mayhem between Buffalo and Hartford from back in the days. And
Schoenberg also led all goalies with 11 assists in his career and 79 penalty minutes in his career with the Hartford Whalers. So
Devin Levi, by the way, is tied for second in the AHL in assists. He picked up his third of the season last night. He's one off the league lead. Yes.
I got to go and see how many assists I had as a Rochester Americans. I feel like my second year, we had such a good team that anytime I stopped the puck behind the net, there was a chance for an assist because they would just go up the ice and score. So
we'll give
I
you
think
Amherst
Levi's getting the same thing.
We'll give you Amherst highlights real quick as they won again last night over a very, very, very talented and the highest scoring team in the AHL. It's gone back and forth. Wilkes-Barre Penguins and Rochester got them last night. We're talking a lot about Hartford here because the Hurricanes are honoring their past by wearing the Whaler jerseys tonight in the matchup with the Sabres. Carolina, this will be the ninth time they've done this. They are 5-0-3 when wearing these jerseys. So just add that to the pile of things that the Sabres need to overcome tonight as they try to win for the first time in 9 years in Raleigh. Just to my final note on Hartford is, who do you think in NHL history has the most points against the Hartford Whalers?
Okay. So they were 79-97. And that Adams division with Quebec, Hartford, Boston, Montreal, and Buffalo, they were playing a lot of games against one another. So yeah,
usually 7 or 8 a year.
Seven or eight a year.
Not all the time, but some of the time, yeah.
I'd like to think, so I'm going to go with Peter Stastny.
He was the reason I went looking at this trivia. He is second.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to think, I wanted to say Ray Bourque.
It is Ray Bourque.
Oh.
Now, Ray played by far
most games.
The most games among all these scoring leaders. He had 111 games. Think about that in the context of his career. He had 111 against just one team. And he had 140 points.
in those 111 games from his blue line position.
Yeah, Boston was really good, and they would blow out Hartford
wasn't. Yeah, and that's part of it. But Bork ended up with 140. Stastny, Peter, ended up with 120. And who do you think rounded out the podium?
Well, because you said Stastny, Peter, I'm going to say Stastny, Anton probably was number three, no?
No. Wayne Gretzky, dude, you got to know that. Wayne had 2.15 points per game over 48 games against
the Whalers. He probably played a third of the games, or half the games.
He ended up with 103. Your other Nordique reference, which you should have gone to ahead of Anton Stastny, was
Goulet.
Michel Goulet. He was fourth. And the late Dale Hawerchuk, fifth. And Dave Anderchuk, by the way, sixth on that list. So there is Sabre pedigree here of having, you know.
I got one last one for you.
This
because
wild.
Of the
this
NHL.
This is all unscripted. Sorry if we're boring.
Yeah, no, because of the NHL action last night and Connor Garland scoring the game-winning goal for Vancouver in overtime against the LA Kings. When he scored the goal and the camera zoomed in on him and he had the long hair and the smile and everything, I said, I now know who this player reminds me of. And the player that he reminds me of has an attachment to tonight's matchup. Who is that player?
Which side of the matchup?
Both.
What? Someone who played for Buffalo and Hartford or Buffalo and Carolina?
Buffalo and Hartford.
Jeff Sanderson?
Jeff Sanderson is the guy. Like, I looked at him, and I'm like, he looks just like Jeff Sanderson.
Wow.
The same look, grizzled, like, with the beard, the long hair, smaller in size, but quick. Just the difference is that Connor Garland's a right-hand shot, and Sandy was a left-hand shot. But I looked at the screen, and I had one of those light bulbs just boom. And I'm like, that's Jeff Sanderson right there. The same look and the same facial expression was incredible. So, yes, Jeff Sanderson and Connor Garland are the same player, in my opinion.
Well, another thing from last night, and we're talking here about Vancouver's win over Los Angeles. And I told you earlier in the week, I thought Vancouver produced the best third period I've seen all year when they came back to beat Vegas the other night. Last night, they were down 2-0. Should have won the game in regulation after tying it at 2. Bad challenge by Vancouver. Power play LA in regulation. Power play LA in overtime. They didn't get it done, but still, like it was pretty impressive nonetheless. However, Vancouver's won a couple of games in LA this year, so keep that in your back pocket because not many teams win in LA, and Vancouver's done it a couple of times. The other thing that ended up
and
tying
they found
in,
themselves back in the wild card spot. They were out, but now
they
flip flopped
at Calgary.
Yeah,
Calgary's in the 2004 matchup that killed the state of hockey for over a year. Tonight, it's Calgary and Tampa Bay after the 2004 final where nobody could get 20 shots a game. Anyway.
Was the puck over the line? Was the puck the Marty Jelena?
No, talk to John Shannon about that, the parallax view.
The parallax view, absolutely. Okay.
last Hartford connection note to last night's play in the NHL. It involved the Colorado Avalanche. Did you see that in the game notes? And Nathan MacKinnon?
I saw Nathan MacKinnon with his 67.
Not Hartford, but the Hartford era, pardon me. It was.
Yes, I did see that. And I think it goes back to Peter Stastny, right?
It does.
Okay,
it does.
Good.
Incredibly. So Nathan MacKinnon got edged out for the Art Ross last year, despite his Hart Trophy status. Kucherov won the Art Ross. Now MacKinnon has taken over the scoring lead once again with a three-point night last night in their win over New Jersey. He's up to, well, not only 90 points in 60 games, but he has 67 assists in 60 games.
Yes.
That is one shy of the franchise record held by Peter Stastny, who had 68 in 60 games back in the 81-82 season. So it's all coming together nicely as far as throwbacks and Adams Division references and all the rest. And here's hoping that Buffalo can resemble more of the team that in the Adams Division matchup could take advantage of Hartford, and Buffalo tries to take advantage of Carolina tonight. So
you know what else happened last night? Winnipeg won 11 straight.
Oh, yeah. Afterthought here on the show.
Who was that?
It's an afterthought, isn't it?
I know. You win 11 straight. You beat Ottawa. Ottawa is not doing well right now. No Tkachuk, no Pinto, no Norris. They only scored 8 goals in their last 5 games, all loss. Allmark started shaky, was able to play better, but they gave up 39 shots again. They gave up 47 last week, 37, 39. Like, it's just been bad for Ottawa. But Hellebuck now has won 8 in a row. He is the franchise leader in consecutive wins with 9 in a row. But who was in second place before Hellebuck basically became first and second? That is a goalie that I would never have guessed. This goalie won 7 in a row a few years back. It's pretty recent. It's like 6 years ago.
Laurent Brossoit?
Laurent Brossoit was the guy. I thought, man, there has to have been somebody else that has put this streak together. But 7 or 8 or 9 in a row for a goalie, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. So, and then you know what I did? Then I went into, well, the old Winnipeg Jets goaltenders and decided to pull up who has played the most games and who has the most wins in the Winnipeg Jets 1.0 instead of 2.0 history. And that also has a Sabres connection to it.
Not Bobby.
Bobby Asenza, most games played and most wins for Winnipeg Jets.
That's good. Well, that validates how I felt. So Bob was the star there in my college years.
Yes.
You know, so I was based in Calgary, so it was nothing but Calgary, Edmonton, Winnipeg, Vancouver, right? And I loved Bob's game with the Jets. It was just an absolute, you know, treat to watch. So real quick here, Sabres, Canes tonight, 6:30 pregame coverage, I hope. That's what I'm planning.
Mark.
You know, yeah. As producer Jeff is significantly concerned that we're not going to start on time. Let's do Amerks from last night. What a sensational first period. They posted 3 goals. Again, this was up against a Wilkes-Barre team that had really shown themselves to be a formidable offensive team in the first meeting in a lopsided win. And last night it was Ryan Johnson, Mason Yeops, Nick Obey-Kubel, Noah Osland, and Isaac Rosean into the empty net, all in front of Devon Levi. It was just such a... Marty, this team, as it continues to be first overall, they're 34-14-4. They've played 52 games.
Yep.
They are plus 45 in goal differential over 52 games. Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. And I got so many messages on social media last night during the Amerks game. People paying attention to the Amerks and saying, man, this team is a wagon. They got going in the first period. Tristan Jarry was in net for Wilkes-Barre, and that is somebody we talked about. And I've talked about over the last little bit here because Pittsburgh – They're giving up so many goals, and Nedeljkovic and Blomqvist are not the answer. Do they call up Jarry again? Does he spend the rest of the year in the American League? But Rochester took advantage of a really strong first period early in the first as well. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously with Ryan Johnson scoring just 3 minutes in, his second pro goal. It took forever to get one, and now as you texted our group, floodgates for Ryan Johnson, which is great, but no, they're a wagon. They're fun to watch. They're quick, and Levi, after getting pulled for the first time in his career in Rochester, settled down with back-to-back shutouts and then another really strong game last night.
Yeah, his shutout streak ended just shy of 160 minutes, which is remarkable. But he started the game really well last night as the Amerks were putting on the offense, which has them 8-2 in the month of February, 11-2 in their last 13 overall. Up next, it's 2 road games. They're in Utica Friday at Syracuse, who's been a real daunting challenge for them this year. This will be another good measuring stick game for them against the Crunch. And then the following week, they've got a couple of games in Laval. So keep an eye on the standings, as they like to say, because Laval is not far behind. Of course, after Buffalo gets through Carolina, it's a home-and-home set with the Montreal Canadiens, and then the Sabres are joining forces with Western New York's football team. Yes, it's Bills Night on Tuesday, March 4th. First 10,000 fans are going to receive Squish the Fish rally towels. The Sharks are the opponent. Bills personalities will be present along with giveaways, games, and more. Sabres.com/tickets for the Tuesday night game, which is Buffalo Bills Night. Darren Dreger on the other side here on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.